Welcome to Cambridge, the quintessential British university city. Today we're going to talk to the local people and ask them about their daily routines. There goes one. She looks nice, let's ask her. So, what's your morning routine?
I wake up, I turn off my alarm clock.
I'd say around 5:30, well recently I've been waking up at 5:30.
I get up in the morning quite late because I'm now old and retired.
At around 6 o'clock or 6:30.
On a Monday I'd wake up about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Do you snooze?
Usually, but because I work with my dad, he's usually throwing me out my bed.
I get up within 10 minutes. Yeah, of the alarm going off, yeah.
And what do you do after you get up?
I brush my teeth, have some cereal.
Go downstairs, I would grind my own coffee beans and then make a coffee. Obviously you have to boil the kettle first, get the water from the tap.
The first cup of coffee in the morning is very important.
I'll get up, go downstairs, eat some cereal.
I have a shower and then I will go to Lord's morning prayer at a chapel.
Then I take my little dog for a walk around the block.
And then I go for a run in the morning. When I get home from my run, I'll have a quick shower, get ready for work, put my suit on, get a tie that matches the shirt colour, because otherwise I look very silly.
Just get ready for work. Because I'm a decorator, painter and decorator, we have to load up the van with tools, you know, all the painting stuff. Mm-hmm. So get in the van, go to work.
Check my emails. Do some work, then I'll have my lunch, go to the gym. If I'm at home, I'll take my dog for a walk.
Interesting. Anything else?
Then I go to, I either will go back home and study, or I'll go to the library.
Then it's mid-morning, so that's coffee time again. So that's two cups of coffee.
Driving to school. I'm a science teacher. I teach mainly chemistry, so I normally have 5 lessons in a day, teaching students from 11-year-olds to 16-year-olds, a range of biology, chemistry and physics.
And then a little bit of housework.
And what do you do at lunchtime?
Around lunchtime I go to a cafe, have a coffee and a toasty or something like that, and then go back, do a bit more working. Maybe tutor, I'm a tutor as well, so I might tutor someone for an hour.
Yeah. Usually take our own lunch, just small packed lunch and about 20 minutes, quite a short lunch break, so not too long. But lunch is always a good time of the day. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves lunch.
Generally come into town and have a little walk around and, you know, take the dog out in the car because she loves the car. She likes to go for a ride. And then after that, I guess it's tea time at home. We seem to spend a lot of time drinking tea or coffee.
And what do you do in the evening?
The day on a Monday, we always have a meeting, which is normally very boring, where all the teachers talk about how naughty the children are and how bad they are at learning science.
We'll probably go to the pub in the evening. Yeah. Or after dinner, hopefully. Yeah. And meet up with some friends, and then maybe go to the cinema.
Do you make phone calls during the day?
No, only in the evening, because mm-hmm. the day is kind of taken up with odds and ends. But in the evening, I speak to my particular friends and my brother.
And then in the evening, I will make my dinner, read a book, and go to bed.
After work, I usually go home. I help run a youth group on a Monday. So usually go there, where play some games, I play guitar and sing.
Do you check your emails?
I check my emails, that's an evening job as well. I'm not particularly keen on the computer.
And what about dinner?
So I'm vegetarian, so I usually will cook something like a vegetarian bolognese or whatever, mm-hmm. I suppose something like that. I'm getting into ottolenghi recipes at the moment.
Ottolenghi?
He's an Israeli chef.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Very cool.
Great.
I cook. Yeah. Because my husband cannot cook. It's not very good even at eggs. So, yeah, I'm the head cook and bottle washer.
Okay.
The last thing at night is to let the little doggy out so she can make pee-pee.
Then I'd come home, I would make dinner for my wife, maybe watch a bit of TV, and then because I'm a teacher, I'm very tired, mark some books and then go to bed early, probably about 9:30 in the evening.
I normally cook, or I'll make something for lunch and then have the leftovers for dinner.
Okay, so now it's time to test your English. Can you answer these questions? What does she do?
Because I'm now old and retired.
What?
So I'm now old and retired.
Did you get it? She's retired. Question 2. What's special about his coffee?
I would grind my own coffee beans.
Let's listen again.
Yes, I would grind my own coffee beans. Yes, I would grind my own coffee beans.
Did you get it? He grinds his own coffee beans. Very fancy. Next question. What does he do for a living?
Because I'm a decorator, painter and decorator.
Let's listen again.
Because I'm a decorator, painter and decorator. Because I'm a decorator, painter and decorator.
Did you get it? He's a painter and decorator. Next question. What does she have for dinner?
I'll make something for lunch and then have the leftovers for dinner.
Listen again.
I'll make something for lunch and then have the leftovers for dinner.
Did you get it? The leftovers from lunch? Ooh.
I'll make something for lunch and then have the leftovers for dinner.
Next question. What is important about his tie?
A suit on, get a tie that matches the shirt colour, because otherwise I look very silly.
Listen again.
Put my suit on, get a tie that matches the shirt colour, because otherwise I look very silly.
Did you get it? He wears a tie that matches his shirt colour. Otherwise, he looks very silly. Next question. What does she do in the afternoon?
And then a little bit of housework.
Listen again.
A little bit of housework.
Did you get it? She does a little bit of housework. Next question. Why can't he stay in bed longer?
Because I work with my dad, he's usually throwing me out my bed.
Listen again.
Because I work with my dad, he's usually throwing me out my bed.
Did you get it? It's because he works with his dad and he usually throws him out of his bed. It's not very nice, is it? Question 8. What do they talk about in the teachers' meeting?
All the teachers talk about how naughty the children are and how bad they are at learning science.
Listen again.
All the teachers talk about how naughty the children are and how bad they are at learning science.
Did you get it? They talk about how naughty the students are and how bad they are at learning science. Question 9. How long has she lived in Cambridge?
I'm new to Cambridge, so this is my second day.
Listen again.
I'm new to Cambridge, so this is my second day.
Did you get it? Only for 2 days. This is her second day. And question 10. What does he have for lunch?
Usually take our own lunch, just small packed lunch and...
Listen again.
Usually take our own lunch, just small packed lunch and...
Did you get it? He takes his own packed lunch.